Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, we've got some medical doctors coming on to talk about how the federal government quietly has been taking DNA from all children at birth for at least 35 years. That's now getting a lot of attention. Now they're putting in a Homeland Security criminal database. You can't make this stuff up. Our next guests are so prestigious that I tried to go over all of their letters. It would take 10 hours. But I'm sure you've seen the BBC. I'm sure you've seen NBC. We played some of it in the first of the show, talking about how the forensic evidence from some of the leading experts in the world just had a big symposium proving that Sirhan Sirhan isn't the one that shot RFK when he won the nomination, basically locked it up out in California in 68. Now, remember, the coroner in L.A. said he'd been shot in the back with a different caliber from what Sirhan Sirhan was shooting from the front. And so this just adds evidence to it. But right now on the line, we have Philip Van Praag, and he's got a master's degree in engineering, electrical, and it just goes on and on. The best way is for Mr. Praag to give us his credentials, what he thinks most important, and then get into the evidence. And we're still lining up his colleague, Dr. Robert Jolling. Mr. Van Praag, please give us your credentials so I don't spend 10 hours covering them.
Hey, well, you covered part of it. Basically, I've been involved in audio engineering for over 40 years. Was a senior instructor at Ampex Corporation. Just been involved in many different audio-related tasks. And over the last 3 years, have been analyzing the so-called Pruszynski recording, which is the only known recording of the actual shooting that took place there in the kitchen pantry at the Ambassador Hotel.
Now, you've analyzed this recording. Can you you just had a big symposium that garnered national news attention. A lot of other experts were there as well. And the report I've got is that you separately came up with your findings, and then you talked to your colleague, Dr. Robert Jolling, and that basically your info meshed together.
Yes, that's correct. The symposium this week was at the Dr. Henry C. Lee Institute of Forensic Science, which is an adjunct to the University of New Haven. And with regard to Dr. Jolling, he and I met each other actually about a year ago, and this was in conjunction with a Discovery Times Channel documentary that was being filmed at that time. And both he and I participated in that. And during that particular program, my first two discoveries related to the analyzing of the Pruszynski recording were brought out. And since that time, there's been a third discovery. And that third discovery was announced at the annual international convention of the AAFS, American Academy of Forensic Sciences, in Washington, D.C. last month.
Now, all of this is separate from this week, at the same time breaking, BBC three-year investigation, four prominent CIA black op commanders photographed and seen there at the Ambassador. This is really starting to get suspicious.
Well, the approach that Dr. Jolling and I have taken, and of course there's just the limited amount of time that two people have on this, we've focused our attention, Dr. Jolling certainly, with regard to the physical evidence in this case. He's been involved with it literally from the beginning, met with the coroner, chief medical examiner, Dr. Robert Noguchi, in as early as February of 69.
Stay there. I want to hear all about this on the other side. We're honored to have you. We're also lining up the Dr. Jolling. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break for another 20 minutes with our two guests. Just so important. Sirhan Sirhan isn't the guy shooting Robert Kennedy. Scientifically documented by the biggest experts we've got.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Philip Van Praag has worked with Dr. Robert Joling. NBC calls them two of the leading experts in the world in their two respective fields. And the guest that we have on right now, Philip Van Praag's involvement in the audio field has spanned 45 years of forensic analysis of magnetic media recordings, including over 35 over those years. The context of his involvement in the field has been embodied both within the professional career and the result of ongoing independent research. And Dr. Joling, since right after the assassination, conferred with the coroner who said he was shot in the back, not from the front, different caliber. So this is an ongoing investigation. Why do you think it's starting to break now, starting to come out, Philip Van Praag?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors. First, of course, we're approaching the 40th anniversary of the assassination, and that, I guess, has drawn media attention to it. Secondly, beginning last year with the discoveries that I had made and the first two of those being aired on the Discovery Times Channel documentary, that has also brought some focus on it. And moreover, with the third discovery and its scientific implications, potential scientific implications, that interested additional people and has gotten to the point where now we have lectured a number of times this year on the assassination.
Now, when we got cut off by the break, you were talking about the third discovery and Dr. Joling conferring right after the shooting, very soon thereafter, with the coroner in Los Angeles.
Right, exactly. As I had mentioned, Dr. Joling has been involved in this case virtually from the beginning and has had the good fortune, partially as his role as an attorney, a judge, former president of the American Academy of Forensic Sciences, has given him access to a number of people involved in this case. In fact, they sought him out continually over the last 40 years. And it was through those associations and through hundreds and hundreds of personal letters that he received from these people that he put together just a huge file regarding this case, but had never really published anything on it. And it was the chance meeting that he and I had a year ago, about the time that my first two discoveries were breaking, that we decided to collaborate, and the result was a book, An Open and Shut Case.
And the website is anopenandshutcase.com, and I want to have you both up. I think we got a time zone mix up with Dr. Joling in the next few weeks. We'll spend a full hour on this, but in the time we've got, go back to why Dr. Joling at first got in touch with the coroner, what the coroner said, and then move forward into the audio acoustic evidence, because, of course, we have the congressional 79 hearings that said 95% chance with some of the top experts of that day that of course, there was more than one shooter and more than three shots fired,
right.
and that the Congress said they believed there was a conspiracy. And now we've had E. Howard Hunt on deathbed say that he ran the operation. We have photos from the newspapers of him being arrested as one of the tramps. I mean, it's really starting to pile up. I know you're focusing in on the scientific areas, but I mean, can you comment on the 79 congressional? Go ahead.
Well, just going back, first of all, to your first question there regarding the 1969 involvement, it was actually Dr. Noguchi and two or three other very prominent individuals who had been involved from the very beginning who sought out Dr. Joling's expertise and counsel. There certainly were a number of issues that quickly emerged in this case, some of which you've already mentioned, but just very basically the eight-shot capacity of Sirhan's gun versus 14 or more bullet holes that were found in and around the pantry area, a number of which were documented by the FBI and one of their top people, Dr. William Bailey, as a matter of fact, who was there shortly after the shooting, testified over and over and over again that those, in fact, were bullet holes and bullets, irrespective of what others might have said at the time. Secondly, of course, there was Sirhan's position, which was in front of and 3 feet or more from Robert Kennedy at the time of the shooting, and that was has been verified by the statements of 12 or more eyewitnesses, people in the pantry at the time of the shooting who viewed the shooting firsthand. And the reason that's so important, the fact that he was 3 feet or more away and facing Robert Kennedy, gets back to the autopsy findings, and the autopsy findings being that Kennedy was hit 4 times from the rear, and there was deeply embedded powder burns on his clothing and on his head and neck, indicating a point-blank range shot. And that was not conjecture. That was verified by a number of firearms experts as well as Dr. Noguchi. In fact, after the shooting and after the autopsy, the LAPD, I believe, ran some tests using, I guess, a pig's ear to simulate the human being hit at point-blank range versus other distances, and it was only, I guess, within a half inch of contact that such a deeply embedded powder burns were created.
By deeply embedded, it burned deeply into the clothing and skin, and
right.
Which is 101 in forensics. I mean, I know nothing about it, but everybody listening, you know, knows the basics of up close, that you have the blast coming out, the you know, superheated leftovers of the gunpowder.
Right.
And I mean, we have the footage, going back to JFK, of the Secret Service being ordered not to be around the car, and they're waving their arms and throwing fits, and Kennedy drives down and they kill him. And you have this, 14 bullet holes, digging the bullets out. His gun only shoots eight. Witnesses say that Sirhan is shooting from the front. He shot at point-blank range from behind. I mean, how dumb do these people think we are? But I guess as a scientist, you just cover the facts. It's just amazing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we just cover the facts. And the briefly to go through the three discoveries. The first one was, and this is as a result of analyzing the Krasinski recording, which was initially uncovered in 2004, by the way, by Brad Johnson, an American journalist and senior news writer for CNN International. And through my analysis, the first discovery was the presence of at least 13 shot sounds on that recording. Now, it may have been more because at that point in time, after 5 seconds of shots going off, the crowd started audibly reacting, their loud screams and shouts.
Pandemonium.
It just became impossible to be able to pick any other shot sounds out of that recording. The second discovery was two instances of what I call double shots, and that is two shots that occur so closely together that it raises doubt as to whether it could have been fired by a single weapon. And in fact, last year there was a firearms test conducted in California with a firearms expert under ideal conditions shooting the exact same make and model weapon, the Ivor Johnson Cadet 55. Fastest time he could come up with was 366 milliseconds between shots, whereas the double shots on the Krasinski recording, one pair is about 122 milliseconds apart. The other one's about 148, 149 milliseconds.
So twice as fast as the top expert can do.
Well, yes, and not only that, but after the second shot, Sirhan's gun arm, was pinned down on a stainless steel steam table in the pantry, although he was able to continue to fire off the rest of the round, and his Carl Euchre, the assistant maitre d', with his other arm, had Sirhan in a headlock, so it's hard to conceive that is anywhere near ideal conditions.
Yeah, but he had a job, go in there and squeeze off the rounds, even though his first shots are up in the air and the others are down at the ground. Now, what about witnesses about who was behind Kennedy at the time?
Well, of course, immediately behind Senator Kennedy and slightly to his right was a security guard, Eugene Caesar. In fact, he had hold of Kennedy's right elbow with Caesar's left hand at the time that the shooting occurred. And Caesar claimed afterwards, stated that Kennedy falling over from the shots resulted in Mr. Caesar also falling down. And Caesar also mentioned that he received extensive powder burns, that is Caesar, in his face and eyes as a result of the shots. Now, when you look at the fact that Sirhan's gun was 3 feet or more away and he was facing pretty much in the direction of that gun versus the evidence from the coroner, which indicated that Kennedy was shot from the rear at point-blank range, one would have to assume that the gun was in a position sideways to the face of Mr. Caesar and very, very close. And anyone, of course, who's fired a revolver will know that there's a tremendous amount of blast of powder that exits between the rear of the cylinder and frame of the gun at the time it's fired off. No one would fire off a gun with that in front of their face sideways. They would hold the gun out at arm's length so that the back of the gun was facing them, and even then they would get a little bit of powder burns probably, or powder at least on their hands and face.
What is the third new info?
The third discovery, which was an outgrowth of the first two, was a discovery that although the other shot sounds had very similar frequency content, there were five of the shot sounds contained an anomaly. And that anomaly was a particular frequency that presented at a particular frequency and at a considerably higher level than the others.
So it's clearly two different types of guns going off. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Philip Van Praag, co-author of the book with Dr. Robert Jolling, two of the top forensic scientists in the country, and paired with hundreds of others on their new book, An Open and Shut Case. I mean, it's just so obvious. 14 bullets when the gun only holds 8. Now, the last point you were making, are you saying that even with the ear can hear, but you said you studied the frequency, that it's clearly two different sounds, like a shotgun's like boom, and a certain size handgun with a certain length of muzzle is boom. But as a scientist, you were able to separate out that it was two different types of guns?
Yes, it was actually a very subtle difference and really could not be heard just by the human ear. But through forensic analysis, we noted five of the shot sounds that had this frequency anomaly. And we didn't know what the cause of it was. And other people would say, well, it could be the acoustics in the pantry or something to do with Brzezinski's recorder or whatever. But then why would it only occur with five of the shot sounds? So to prove one way or the other and try to determine the source of this, we conducted a firearms test using an Ivor Johnson Cadet 55 Sirhan's weapon and also using an H&R 922. And we found, as a result of doing those tests, we found the same anomaly occurring from the H&R 922 from the rear, which in fact would have been roughly the position of that weapon in the kitchen pantry relative to Brzezinski's microphone. What's interesting about that weapon is two things. First of all, it happens to have the same rifling characteristics as the Ivor Johnson Cadet 55, which is a very important consideration with regard to the firearms panel, the Judge Wenke panel in 75, which found a match between one of the Kennedy victim bullets and a couple of other victims in that kitchen pantry. The second point is that it happened to be the same model a weapon that the security guard, Thane Eugene Caesar, happened to own at the time of the shooting. Now, after the shooting, I believe Mr. Caesar had first indicated that he had sold that weapon a couple of months prior to the shooting, whereas it was later uncovered that he had sold the weapon several months after the shooting. So that was the reason for using that second weapon. And although we did not find the frequency anomaly anywhere, either front or rear, with the Ivor Johnson Cadet 55, we did find it with the H&R 922 from the back of the weapon about 40 feet away, which is about the distance between Brzezinski's microphone and the firearms at the time of the shooting. So
basically, you just drug up a mental patient, have him go shoot his gun eight times, have your black op operator shoot Bobby five times, and you're off to the races, and all the witnesses see it, and the guy even owns the same gun, and nothing matters. It's just, you just tell the American people that Ham Sandwich killed Bobby, and they believe it. Meanwhile, I guess Sirhan's still just drooling in prison?
He is still in prison, and after about 40 years, and certainly he should not be completely exonerated. After all, he was there. He did fire his weapon. But we very firmly believe that Sirhan could not and did not kill Robert F. Kennedy, never even hit Robert F. Kennedy in that kitchen pantry.
How did the media spin it and cover it up when the coroner, the L.A. coroner, said that Sirhan didn't even shoot him and that it was somebody else from behind? I mean, it's just...
Well, initially, the Los Angeles Police Department had... for whatever reasons they may have had, discredited Dr. Noguchi, but that didn't last. And he was, of course, reinstated to his position, and there was a great outpouring of support for him by his colleagues all around the nation and eventually around the world. And, in fact, the autopsy protocol for Robert F. Kennedy is widely considered to be one of the finest autopsy protocols ever written. And
well, you know, they say that Bhutto over in Pakistan hit her head on a car window. Of course, there's now a video of them machine gunning her, but I guess we should just believe our media, sir, and not believe you.
Well, like I say, and as we stated earlier in the program, the media is becoming more involved in this now, and hopefully, as opposed to just simple 5-second sound bites, which of course are extremely easy to counter by those who do not have the facts, but rather it's hoped that the media will actually spend some time on this and go in depth and take the time to learn the evidence, the physical evidence and the forensic evidence behind the finding.
Absolutely. Thank you for spending so much time with us. I want to have you and your colleague up in the near future for a full hour. The website is anopenandshutcase.com. Get the book there. Give it to all the skeptics in your family as we continue to expose what the globalists are doing. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Well, he is a veteran of the European theater in World War II. He's a member of Congress, also one of New York's longest-serving and most popular governors. And he joins us for the balance of the broadcast today for the next 25 minutes or so. He's former New York Mayor Ed Koch. He's written 16 books, and he's here with us today to talk about his newest book, The Koch Papers, and a book he wrote years ago, I think in 99, about the nasty little Rudolph Giuliani. So we'll get some of his comments on that as well. Mayor Koch, thanks for coming on with us.
Just a small correction. I was never governor. I was just mayor. I think you said governor.
No, well, if I did, I thought I said...
You said mayor and governor.
Hmm.
You did, but it doesn't make any difference. I was just mayor.
You ran for governor.
I ran for governor.
Right? I thought I was talking about you were in Congress, but I must have said governor instead.
Right.
Okay. That's a good tactic when we start the interview, so you can get me off balance here, Mayor Cox.
No, we're not editing.
I'm teasing you. I'm just teasing you because I watch videos of you online during press conferences and stuff, and I guess everybody needs correcting because we do get a lot of stuff wrong. Listen, tell us about the new book.
Well, I wrote a book, which I'm very proud of. It's my latest and my best, and it's called The Koch Papers. And it is a compilation of the statements that I've made and the commentaries I've issued, speeches, and really first-rate, beginning with my days in Congress up until recently on the issue of anti-Semitism. We're fortunate in the United States. This is really the golden age. Of course, there are anti-Semites. The pastor of Obama is an anti-Semite. But the fact is that anti-Semitism is vastly decreased, but rising in Europe to the point where it's close to where it was in the 30s, just before World War II.
Well, that's an amazing statement right there, Mayor Koch. I've seen the quotes about the government inventing AIDS or the government shipping in drugs for the black people, but I haven't heard him make any anti-Semitic comments. Can you tell me specifically what Barack Obama's...
Yes, he has, when you attack Israel, you have a right to attack Israel, but if you attack it when you would not attack another country for doing the same thing, then it's anti-Semitism, in my judgment. So let me give you an illustration. He and others attack Israel because it engages in self-defense against Palestinian terrorism, and he says that the Israeli treats the Palestinians worse than the Nazis treated the Jews. That's ridiculous. And secondly, what the Israeli are doing is, for example, what the Turks are doing today. They go into Iraq to go after the terrorists that enter Turkey to kill Turks. And I haven't seen anybody criticize the Turks for doing that. That's the right of self-defense.
Mayor Koch, you were in Congress, weren't you, at the same time that Jimmy Carter was in office?
I was.
And I've seen photos with, you know, you meeting with him. Would you call him friends? I mean, are you saying that Jimmy Carter, or would you say Jimmy Carter's anti-Semitic?
No, I wouldn't say he was anti-Semitic. I would say he was hostile to Israel, but not anti-Semitic. There is a difference. You can be critical of Israel if you criticize it for the same reasons that you criticize other countries. Jimmy Carter criticizes a lot of countries, but I haven't heard, in this case, Reverend Wright or anybody else criticize Turkey for doing what Israel does, which is defend its people from terrorist attacks.
The difference is the Kurds didn't have that area of Turkey, and Israel has been expanding and pushing the Palestinians into smaller and smaller areas and demolishing the houses.
Let me defend that. Firstly, Israel has agreed to the two-state solution called the roadmap, which President Bush and others have urged. The Palestinians under Hamas in the West Bank says no. Every Jew who entered the historic Palestine after 1917 must be expelled, and there will be one Muslim state. I think that's a threat to Jews who are now about 6 million.
Well, Mayor Koch, I'm not denying that there are a lot of Palestinians, a lot of Arabs that say push all the Jews into the ocean and the rest of the...
A majority.
Yeah. My whole statement is that the Arabs were not there killing Jews until 47-48 when Israel blew up the hotel.
It's not true. It happens that in the mid-30s, the Arabs killed every Jew in Hebron. in the mid-30s. The Jews were living. You know, you may not accept it as such. I don't know. Maybe you do. But Jews have lived in the area which was known originally as Judea and Samaria until the Romans destroyed the Jewish kingdoms. And they continued to live
there. Oh, I
totally
agree with you that Sephardic Jews that are 20% of the Jewish family certainly have been there for 3,000 years.
Yeah. So, and you may not accept it as such, but in the Bible it says that God made a pact with the Jews that the area which was known as Judea.
Well, actually, God ordered the Jews to go in and kill everybody, including their animals.
Well, he may have. I don't really know that section, but I'm not. That's not what you or I are talking about. I'm simply saying that from an historical point of view, this is the land of the Jews. Most Christians
accept
that.
Mayor Koch, I get criticized because I don't go with what's fashionable and just bash Israel all day. I'm really trying to show both sides here. I'll tell you what I don't like.
What
I don't like is the fact that in Europe, the different governmental organizations, different lobbying groups have tried to push to even, ban people's political free speech. Even if I don't agree with what someone is saying about Hitler, I think they have a right to say it.
Let me explain to you.
So do you agree with the First Amendment or not?
Of course, in the United States, we have the First Amendment. They've never had the First Amendment in Europe.
I know, but if you think we should have it here, they should have it there.
No, not at all. Each country has its own laws, and in Europe, because of Adolf Hitler, in Germany, in France, and in England, they have said that you may not, under penalty of criminal law, say that there was
no
Holocaust. Now, Holocaust deniers say, Hitler didn't kill the Jews.
But now, Mayor Koch, we know what they say, Mayor Koch, and we certainly know Hitler killed a lot of Jews and a lot of other people. I'm not debating that.
Not only a lot, 6 million.
Yeah, and about 20 million Germans died, and he killed about 7 million Poles.
No, Hitler didn't kill 20 million Germans.
20 million
the
Germans
Russians
died.
And we killed 20 million Germans.
So you're not arguing with that 20 million number.
Because they were fighting a war.
Mayor Koch, you don't even know where I'm coming from here. Let me just get my point out. Because I really want to hear what you have to say about this.
Of course.
Okay, I mean, look, both my grandfathers were over there. So believe me, I know about it. Okay, they're over there at the same time you were.
Okay,
so we're on the same team here when it comes to that. My whole point is I was going to give the numbers. Millions of Poles, millions of Russians, millions of Germans, and yes, Hitler did target Jews. That was his whole shtick. We know that. It was horrible. My whole point is, is that once you say, and there are groups here trying to restrict free speech in the U.S., same groups.
No.
Nobody
is trying to restrict free speech in the United States, and it's foolish to say that. And let me just
The ADL and everybody else runs over to Europe and supports what they're doing, and they are over
Europe, here. You see, you're not staying on point. I have said to you, Europe does not have the First Amendment, and they never had it, and they don't want it.
So you're saying
they don't want it.
You're saying they don't have any free speech. They don't have any free speech.
No.
A committee is going to decide. A committee is going to decide who has free speech.
Not a committee. The fact is that the governments of the countries that I've told you about have decided that it is in their interest not to allow the resurgence of neo-Nazism.
I understand that. But now they've expanded it, Mayor. Now they've expanded it to don't criticize the EU. Don't criticize immigrants flooding in.
That's baloney.
You want to bet money? I've got all the headlines. They arrest you in England if you say the word homosexual because they've decided that's
not. That's it. You know, you're saying
Robin
things that
Page,
are
BBC. Bet me $10,000. $10,000, Mayor Koch, right now.
Baloney.
Robin, bet me.
Sheer baloney.
Bet me.
It's what you do.
Robin Page was arrested, BBC reporter, for saying the word homosexual.
It's ridiculous, and I don't believe it, and it isn't true, and I don't know your particular case. But let me go a little further. The reason, you know, what you're conveying is, well, so what if they kill 6 million Jews? They killed 20 million
Russians. That's not what I said.
What
I said is that you shouldn't take people's free speech. That's what Hitler did.
I want to go a little further. I wanted to draw a distinction for you as to why the Holocaust is different in a lot of respects than the killing of any other group, even as terrible as it was. And I will tell you what the difference is. Hitler issued an order called the Final Solution, which said that every Jew in the countries in which Nazism prevailed would be killed, baby, infant, child, man, woman. No child could be adopted to save the child's life. No Jew could convert to Christianity.
Yeah, it was an extermination plan.
Exactly. And that was not what he did with any other people. And that's the difference.
Oh, I agreed with you earlier that the base of Nazism was to go after the Jews. I mean, I've read Mein Kampf. I understand what's going on there, sure. Mayor Koch, and I'm not arguing with you. All I'm trying to say is that you're not aware of all the new hate speech laws, even in England, that has no connection.
Listen, you're not in England. You're in the United States. The English have a tradition of being very free with speech, but they have decided that they have to put limitations on it. That's their decision.
The British people don't want to join the EU, and the government's forcing it down their throat. It is a threat to freedom to have attacks on free speech, Koch. You can't say you support free speech in the U.S. and then go go to Europe and be the head of the U.S. delegation to go over there with that whole agenda off of the people that got killed, taking people's free speech today, using the dumb Nazis as your poster boy to take other people's free speech.
Now listen, nobody's from here is taking anybody's free speech. Each government in Germany, they decided that if you did not clamp down on neo-Nazism and do that by saying that if you revere Hitler, if you engage in a fascist Nazi salute, you're breaking the German law. You want to change that. Germans are very happy to have that.
Well, I know this. BBC and Der Spiegel reported that the Germans, government since the 60s, has been caught heading up the neo-Nazi groups that they allow to operate and were caught provocateuring firebombing attacks against Turks as a pretext to pass such laws.
That's ridiculous. And that's what is known as the conspiracy theories in the United
Mayor
States.
Mayor Koch, you know what we're going to do with this interview? We're going to take your statements saying that they didn't arrest Robin Page.
I don't even know who Robin Page is. I am simply saying to you, when you say that in England they arrest you for saying the word homosexual.
Yes, they do.
I say that's junk, not true.
No, they say that the police decide if it was meant as condescending because scientific terms now are seen as threatening.
The police don't decide. They arrest, and a court decides whether you engage in hate speech.
You didn't know they have police that go to restaurants and sit listening randomly for people using racial terms?
I don't believe that for 1 minute. You're filled with conspiracy theories. It's really peculiar.
Hey, let me guess. The North American Union doesn't exist either, right?
Let me ask you something. Do you think it was the Arabs who blew up the World Trade Center, or do you think it was the Jews?
Well, that brings me to my next point.
No, can't you answer that question?
Mayor Koch, I'm going to answer your question.
Yeah.
Okay? I do not believe that the Jews carried out the attack on the World Trade Centers. And I also know that the Pensacola News Journal, the Associated Press, the San Jose Mercury News, and Newsweek all reported that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases.
That's correct. not U.S. military. They were private training places. So
no, separate from
that's
that.
What it, listen, I can't. You're so full of misinformation, and if you're preventing this every day, yeah, you're polluting the airways.
Should I have my free speech taken?
No.
Should the fairness doctrine?
You want to.
Should the fairness doctrine be brought back?
No, I don't believe that. I believe you can say whatever you want to.
Hey, Mayor Koch, I actually think you're a funny, smart character, and I want to come back and talk about Giuliani because I don't like him either, and I want to end this on a friendly note. But
sure.
I'll just say this as we go to break, okay?
Sure.
If you look at 9/11, you look at how they massed more than 70,000 U.S. and British troops around Afghanistan and had the aircraft carriers, and Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. And if you look at how Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane but fell, and you look at NORAD standing down, and you look at Bush running the 9/11 whitewash commission, that's why there's questions. So to say that because a minority says Jews did it, the majority of 9/11 truth doesn't say that. So I want to get your take on that. Let me get back on the other side. Mayor Ed Koch, his new book, The Koch Papers.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
All right, Mayor Koch in Congress, ran for governor. Mayor multiple times, very popular. New book, The Koch Papers. Just type Ed Koch into Google. You can find it all. Look, I was talking to you in the break, Mayor, and I actually believe there's a global eugenics program, Planned Parenthood, set up by the Rockefellers who funded Hitler. I know you got questioned by We Are Change a week or so ago, and they brought up Prescott Bush. It was in the New York Times back in the 40s, being the head Nazi agent in the U.S. You said you knew nothing about it. I find it hard to believe that you've lived in New York and New Jersey most of your life and that you didn't know what's common knowledge and been headlines in the BBC, the headlines, London Guardian, the last 5 years. This has all come back out. Were you aware of all that?
All the things that you just said about the Nazis and the Rockefellers and Prescott Bush, no.
Did you know the Rockefellers were the main funders of Hitler?
They may have been. If I don't know something, I don't argue it. So
you know about American businessmen like the head of IBM, Thomas Watson.
Oh, yes, there were. There's no question that there were businessmen all around the world that were funding Adolf Hitler and Father Coughlin here in the United States. Nazis, fascists, no question about that. But thank God we beat them. And what's most interesting about beating them is without the Russians, we would never have beaten Adolf Hitler. And they sacrificed 10 million troops, the Russians did, in 300,000 in taking Berlin. So I'm shocked and surprised that we don't have a greater partnership with the Russians.
Well, it might be because Stalin killed conservatively 60 million.
I think that's probably a correct figure of his own people. Not of Germany.
So that's why we don't have a better relationship.
No, but Russia is not Stalin. I mean, they're not Democrats.
Exactly. And governments, Israel doing bad things, Egypt doing bad things. You know, that isn't Egyptians are bad. That isn't Jews are bad. It isn't Germans are bad. It's that we get taken. We get bad people in power. We get seduced by evil. And that brings me to my last point. I'm going to talk a little about Giuliani here at the end. But government-sponsored terror. The Gulf of Tonkin's now been admitted to be staged. The Chicago Tribune has now released the NSA tapes that Israel knowingly attacked the U.S. ship, the USS Liberty, try to blame it on Egypt. The British have been caught staging events. I mean, all these, every major...
Yes, terrible things have happened in the course of history, no question about it.
So then why can't, I mean, you don't see any, I mean, why did Giuliani hide all the evidence and run and dump it in the landfill?
No, that's, again, crazy stuff on your part. I'm not a friend of Giuliani's, but he didn't bury evidence in the landfill. What he did was try to run a city that had been devastated by terrorism, and he made a number of mistakes, which the prime one being that he didn't require the people working on the site to wear respirators. And so,
well, they didn't want to scare people. They didn't want to scare people, so they lied to him and said the air was good. That's come out.
No, well, that was not Giuliani. That was
Christina Todd Whitman.
That was exactly. That was Whitman who said the air was good when it was not. But, as I say, I'm not a friend of Giuliani's. I opposed him in his presidential
Mayor Koch, race. You think it's a conspiracy that the AP reported that they used the people's bones to fill potholes in New York?
I don't believe that that's true, and I have not seen that AP article, so I have to withhold judgment. If
you know what, I think you're probably a nice guy. I just don't think you know all the stuff we know. And I give out your email real quick because I want to send you.
Okay, it's if anybody can get on my commentary list. It's one word: EI Koch. Koch is spelled KOCH at Brian Cave. One word: BryanCave.com.
Okay, Mayor Koch, thank you for joining us. Stay there one moment. I want to say bye to you off air.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,